So from a far distance, you can know what kind of situation.
我们的主说他很快就要回来。
The Lord said, "I'm coming quickly."
但是我们的主说了两千年了。
But the Lord has said that 2,000 years.
我们会问一个问题：为什么主的话没有应验
？One asks, "Why isn't the Lord's word fulfilled?"
不要弄错了。
Don't make a mistake.
那原来在启示录最后一章。
So in the last chapter of Revelation,
主三次说我必快来，我必快来，我必快来。
Three times the Lord said, "I am coming quickly. I am coming quickly. I'm coming quickly."
他什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
他的意思这样。
He means this.
我一旦动身以后，我很快就来。
Once I started moving, I'm going to come quickly.
那弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
现在问题就是主什么时候开始动身
？When did he start moving?
他什么时候开始 journey 他的 journey
When does he start his journey
这一点我讲非常重要的
So this is important
两千年来好像主都没有动过身
As if 2,000 years now until now he hasn't started his journey
所以主的话说我一旦动身我就马上来到
So once I start my journey I will be close
所以现在我们要问到底什么时候我们的主可能动身了呢
So we want to ask when is it that the Lord started his journey
主说要从无花果树学个比
So the Lord said you learn from the parable of the fig tree
你看看以色列你就知道现在是什么时候
If you look at the people of Israel you know what kind of time it is
所以到了1948年
So in 1948
以色列人果然复国了
The people of Israel, nation of Israel was restored
从那一天开始
From that time on
那圣经怎么说呢
What did the Bible say
人子已经站在门口
So the Son of Man is at the doors.
那现在我们要问。
We want to ask.
这个在门在原文是多数的。
So in the original, it is doors.
好像在东方的这个大的房子里。
Just like the homes in the Orient.
客人先到第一道门。
In the large homes, when the visitor comes to the first door.
然后经过很大的院子。
Then goes through a courtyard.
然后就到了第二个院内院。
Then goes through the inner court.
又敲门又到第二道门。
And then knocks the second door.
然后也许好几道门才到你的客厅。
So many doors before they reach your living room.
我们的圣经没有告诉我们主现在在第几道门。
The Bible did not tell us which door he's at.
但是从1948年开始。
But from 1948,
主的话怎么说呢
？What did the word of the Lord say?
人子已经站在门口。
The Son of the Man is at the doors.
如果我的客人已经到我家的任何一个门。
So if my visitors already reached any of the doors.
有一件事我可以确定。
One thing I know.
他一定动身了。
He's already started his
他一定不在他家里。
He's not at his home.
他一定走了很多长的一段路到了我家里来。
He's walked his journey towards my house.
所以明白吗
？So you understand?
以色列的的确确就是那个无花果树。
So people of Israel is the fig tree.
他可以告诉我们说，从以色列复国到今天已经65年了。
So since the nation of Israel was reborn until now, it's 65 years.
你明白吗
？You understand?
这65年
，these 65 years，
请记得
，remember，
我们的主很快就要来到。
Our Lord is going to return soon.
现在又过了65年。
Now another 65 years.
如果主1948年我们的主已经在门口。
So if the Lord is already at the doors in 1948，
也许是第一道门。
Maybe the first door.
也许第二道门。
Maybe the second door.
那现在应该第三到第四道。
It should be the third or fourth door.
那怎么到现在我们还没有醒过来
？So how come we haven't woken up?
我们讲了半天这么久，怎么大家一点感觉也没有
？So we've spoken for so long. How come no one has any feeling about it?
你仍旧唱那首诗歌。
You still sing the hymn.
自波大尼，你与我们分手后。
Since Bethany, when you departed.
我们唱的非常交情，非常 sentimental.
We sing it with much sentiment.
但是我们真的准备好了。
But are we really ready?
你看看我们生活的样子。
You look at our daily living.
一点都不像已经准备好。
Doesn't look like we're ready.
我们好像一点都不相信主很快就要来到。
As if we don't believe the Lord is returning soon.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你看见圣灵就提醒我们。
Then the Holy Spirit reminds us.
就借着四轮满月变红下雪来提醒我们。
So using these four blood moons to remind us.
现在你明白吗
？So now you understand.
现在第二个循环。
The second cycle.
最后的三次。
The last three times.
是65年。
It's 65 years.
就不要忘记、啊、
And don't forget,
这个最后的这个三次
This last three times
是从1949年开始
Starts from 1949
前一年就是1948年
The year before was 1948
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
现在你明白吗
Now you understand
如果主说我一旦动身我很快就要来到
So once the Lord says Once I start my journey I'm close
弟兄姊妹难道主回来不是很近很近
Isn't then the Lord's return soon
所以现在很清楚的
So now it's clear
如果主说我要快来
If the Lord says I'm coming quickly
你怎么知道呢
How do you know?
因为根据他什么时候动身。
Because it's according to when he starts his
那整个历史你都不知道他什么时候动身。
So you don't know when he starts his journey.
有一件事确定的。
But one thing we know.
1948年他已经动身了。
1948 he started his journey.
所以是刚好是八次事件里面最后三次。
So it's the last three events of these eight events.
刚才我们说过了。
We already mentioned,
这个三次是挤在一起的。
These three actually happened very close to
each other. 明
白吗？ You understand?
从1948年到2014年。
So from 1948 to 2014.
短短65年。
65 years.
你看发生了多少的事情。
Look at so how many things happened.
所以现在我们要问。
So we want to ask.
为什么圣灵借着这些来提醒我
们？ Why is the Holy Spirit using this to remind us?
它不可能是碰巧的。
It cannot be by accident.
没有可能的。
It's impossible.
所以圣灵一定有什么话要对我们来说。
So the Holy Spirit must be saying something to us.
所以如果从无花果树学个比方的话。
So if we want to learn a lesson from the fig tree.
它的确是个很奇妙的预言。
So it is an amazing prophecy.
那到底今年明年发生什么事我们不知道。
So what things will occur this year and next year, we don't know.
但是我们把这65年挤在一起。
But if we put all of these 65 years together.
你就知道说。
You'll discover.
如果1948年我们的主已经站在门口。
If in 1948The Lord Jesus is already at the doors.
那现在你看见主应该很快很快很快就要来到。
So the Lord will return very quickly.
所以明白吗？
So you understand.
神就借着以色列的悲欢离合。
So through the ingathering and separation of Israel.
因为他是无花果树。
Because he is the fig tree.
他要告诉我们说神怎么在历史中行走。
He wants to tell us how the Lord walked in history.
他也告诉我们说什么时候我们的主很快就要回来。
It also tells us when the Lord will return.
那主回来以前他对于教会的期待又是什么？
But before the Lord's return, what is his expectation?
所以现在大家应该是很清楚。
So I think everyone's clear.
好了，我们看过去的三次。
We look at the last three times.
那1493年是比较隔好几百年以前的。
Now 1493 is actually a few hundred years before.
我说过第二个循环。
I said the second cycle.
是第一次。
The first time.
那过了好几百年。
And after a few hundred years.
有第三、第四、第二、第三、第四。
Second, third, and fourth occurrence.
二、三、四是刚好六十五年。
Second, third, and fourth are 65
years. 这是第二个循环。
This is the second cycle.
那早期的第一个循环也是一样的。
Now the first cycle it was thus as well.
所以我们要问。
So we want to ask.
这个会是碰巧吗？
Is this by accident?
这当然不可能是碰巧。
It's not coincidental.
好了，那我们稍微的把这个第一个循环的故事稍微说的稍微透彻。
So we want to expound a little bit more on the first cycle.
那昨天晚上我们特别说到1492年。
So last time we talked, yesterday we talked about 1492.
那一年刚好是以色列人漂流到了西班牙好几百年。
So in 1492, the people of Israel had come to Spain for a few hundred years.
到了西班牙就到了大西洋。
They came to Spain, they came to the Atlantic.
到了大西洋你就到了罗马帝国的尽头。
When you come to the Atlantic, you come to the end of the Roman Empire.
如果罗马征服了当时的世界。
If Rome conquered the world of the time.
你就到了当时这个世界的尽头。
So you have come to the end of the world of the time.
如果以色列人要漂流的话。
So if the people of Israel, they were to wander.
牧人被击打，羊就被分散。
So as a shepherd was struck, then the sheep were scattered.
那根据申命记，他们要漂流到天涯海角。
Now according to Deuteronomy, they would be scattered to the ends of the earth.
而且圣经特别讲到 the edge of heaven, 中文刚好是翻作天涯。
So in the original, it talks about the edge of heaven.
你看见吗？犹太人过去从来没有看见过天涯。
So the people of Israel, they probably never saw the edge of heaven.
这些他们被流浪到西班牙的犹太人。
So these who had wandered to Spain.
经过好几百年。
After a few hundred years.
他们走在海边。
So they were walking on the beach.
他们看见太阳降下
下下。So they saw the sunset.
所以他们那条街就好像 Sunset Boulevard 一样。
So their street is just like the Sunset Boulevard.
所以很明显的，每次看见太阳下山。
As you saw the sunset.
他们就知道说，他们已经到了天涯海角。
Then they know they have reached to the edge of heaven or the ends of the
earth. 他们看见说天跟海连在一起。
So they saw how the heavens and the sea.Are connected.
如果你看你天跟海连在一起，你就看着天涯了。
So when you see the heavens and the sea connected, you know you've reached the edge.
他们现在在西班牙已经待了几百年。
Now they have stayed in Spain for a few hundred years.
你知道为什么他们待了几百年？
Why did they stay a few hundred years?
为什么他们替西班牙能够建造三百年的黄金时期？
Why were they able to help the Spanish build 300 years of golden age?
你要早期都是福音先送到西班牙。
Early days, you know that the gospel first reached Spain.
那么那个时候在罗马天主教的统治之下。
So under the rule of the Roman Catholic,
犹太人常常受逼迫。
So the people of Israel, they were persecuted.
后来听说回教的军队要来了。
So then they heard that the Islamic army was coming.
所以他们暗中就帮助这些回教徒。
So secretly, they helped these Muslims.
所以等到回教徒真的把整个西班牙拿下来以后。
So after the Muslims conquered Spain,
他们当然就优待犹太人。
So they were very warm towards the people.
所以犹太人呢，在结果在虽然是在回教徒的占领底下。
So even though they were under occupation under the Muslims,
他们可以自由做生意。
They could do business freely.
他们可以自由写诗。
They could write poems.
他们可以产生很多的文学。
They could produce many pieces of literature.
所以不知不觉的。
Unbeknownst to them,
因着他们安定下来了。
Because they had settled down.
结果他们的的确确就为西班牙就创造了最少三百年的黄金时代。
So they created 300 golden years for the Spaniards.
那我昨天晚上说过了。
So yesterday I already mentioned.
如果你走在西班牙的马路上。
If you walk on the streets of Spain.
你说我是西班牙人。
You say I'm a Spaniard.
你非常骄傲。
You say I'm very proud.
但是更骄傲的是。
But even more so.
如果你说我是犹太人。
If you say I'm a Jew.
因为犹太人的的确确给西班牙带来很大很大的祝福。
Because the Jews all definitely brought much prosperity.
你知道为什么犹太人到处受欢迎？起头为什么到处受欢迎
？Why were they welcome everywhere？
他被掳到巴比伦。
They were deported to Babylon.
他为什么从巴比伦学会做生意
？Why did they learn how to do business in Babylon？
巴比伦走入历史。
So Babylon went to history.
为什么犹太人就变成他的 agent, 变成他代理人？
Why did the people of the Jews become their agents?
你看犹太人可以建立一个金融看不见的大帝国，就像什么？就像巴比伦帝国。
So they could build a financial world just like the Babylonian Empire.
现在我们要问，
so we want to ask,
原因在哪里？
Why?
原因很清楚的。
So it's the reason is clear.
就是他。到了巴比伦，
so when they reach Babylon,
人家喜欢他们，
others like them,
很重要的原因。
It's very important reason.
因为如果你读 international banking,
if you study international banking,
最早最早是在亚述，最早是在巴比伦。
The earliest such a bank occurred in Assyria or Babylon.
现在他们好不容易把以色列就掳到他们那里去。
So now they brought the people of Israel to them.
你知道，大部分的人在巴比伦都是不读书的。
So most in Babylon didn't study.
但是因为犹太人读圣经。
Now, but because the people of Israel they studied the Bible.
所以犹太人读书。
So they studied books.
明白吗？
They were scholars.
因着他们读书。
Now, because they were scholars.
他们的文化水准当然就高得很多。
Their cultural standard was much higher.
所以讲到international bank.
So when you talk about international
banking, 你看这些犹太人就比别人更有用的。
These Jews, they were much more useful than anybody else.
所以明白吗？
Do you see that?
不管犹太人到什么地方，
No matter where the Jews went to,
一面他们因为没有家了。
On the one hand, because they were homeless,
他们怎么样能生存？
How could they survive?
他们的子孙一定要很殷勤才可以。
So their descendants needed to be diligent.
然后才能够保住他们在任何地方才能生活下去。
So that they could be able to survive wherever they went.
所以到了西班牙。
So when they reached Spain,
有很多的牙医。
So there were many dentists,
有很多的医生，
many doctors,
有很多律师，
many lawyers.
你看见他们都是很优秀、很优秀的一般人。
And they were very elite among them.
所以如果要把一个国家建立起来，
so if you want to build a nation,
要把一个社会建立起来，
you want to build a society,
你当然要借重他们。
Of course, you have to use them.
所以想想看，
so think about it.
本来是到处漂流的，
now before they used to wander,
本来是被人看不起的，
now they were despised by others.
现在终于可以定居下来，
now they finally were able to settle down,
而且被整个社会所尊重，
and then respected by society.
所以他们觉得好像现在他们不必再漂流。
So they feel like they no longer needed to wander.
因为他们说我们已经到了天边了。
Because they say we've already reached edge of heaven.
那么根据圣经，我们被皮球抛来抛去，我们终于到了地球的尽头了。
According to the Bible, we've been like a ball being cast all over the world. Now we finally come to a nice place.
结果他们错了。
But they were wrong.
为什么？
Why?
因为需要哥伦布来发现原来天外有 天，世界外面还有世界。
So it was it needed Columbus to help him discover that there was a world beyond the world, a heaven beyond the heaven that they saw.
所以他们还没有到尽头。
So they hadn't reached the end.
他们还得要继续的漂流。
They have to continue to wander.
你看见神的旨意不会改变。
You see the will of God did not end.
牧人被击打。
When the shepherd is struck,
羊就被分散。
Then the sheep will be scattered.
神的话。